the top destination for the world's refugees and asylum seekers, is not the United States. More people apply to the member states of the European Union, which does not mean that Europe is entirely comfortable with the distinction. The EU has pledged to develop a common asylum and immigration policy by the end of the decade, but European Union member states are facing public pressure to turn away asylum seekers. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
Maurice Nwesi is an eloquent survivor. In 1994, he was a student leader in Rwanda when ethnic violence forced him to flee. Many of his family were massacred. In the year 2000, he arrived in Belgium and was granted asylum. Nwesi says refugees escape catastrophes in their own countries only to face new ordeals in Europe. He says that while awaiting decisions on their asylum applications, they're held in prison-like detention centers.
These are centers which normally should not exist in democratic countries. When you come to seek asylum here, you have been traumatized and made fragile. The detention makes you wonder what you did against the world to find yourself in such a situation.
Nwesi says that the harrowing process of seeking asylum in the West makes it harder for refugees to integrate into their host countries.
They abandon their true identities and their true stories because they are willing to do everything, to change everything, to seek protection under the Geneva Convention on Refugees.
The EU wants asylum seekers to receive the same treatment and benefits in any member nation. It's part of a larger plan that envisions the EU as a transnational area of common freedom, security, and justice. It would coordinate policing of the EU's vast external borders, centralize visa processing, and deportation of unsuccessful asylum applicants. Father Christoph Renders works for the Jesuit Refugee Service in Belgium. He feels that the results have so far fallen short of the EU's lofty goals.
The proposals which are made by the European Commission to have a common asylum policy were quite good proposals that took in account the human rights of the refugees. But through the negotiations between member states, all these good proposals were watered down.
The EU also has a controversial plan to draft a list of safe countries of origin. That would automatically disqualify some asylum seekers on the grounds that human rights standards in their countries are not that bad. Despite fierce criticism of the measure, member nations will decide on the list in 2005. Peter Marsden works with Britain's Refugee Council. He's an expert on refugees from Afghanistan. He says that the British government's upbeat assessment of the situation there is a distortion of the facts.
European governments are presenting the situation in Afghanistan as being far, far better than it actually is in order to justify returns.
In London, recent refugees gather for advice and help at a center run by the Refugee Council. A study in 2002 by the council and the charity Oxfam found that up to 95% of refugees in Britain experience hunger and can't afford to buy clothes or health care. Last year, European governments, including Britain, received 500,000 asylum applications from refugees like these, but Europe rejected 90% of them. Despite that, media reports and some politicians in Europe continue to talk of a flood of asylum seekers living off government benefits. Father Renders is concerned about how this kind of political pressure affects policymaking.
There's a kind of competition between countries to have the lowest standards because they do not want to attract on their territory asylum seekers.
The EU asylum policy is folded into a larger program aimed at combating terrorism, crime, and illegal immigration. Refugees and their advocates say that's not where it belongs. They say asylum is not just a security issue, but a human rights issue, and justice won't be done until it's seen in that light. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, London.